Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Welcome to Diva Spot. 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 You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, fried up, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Radio each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned into the show. I got a special guest coming in here. CJ Hicks is going to be here on Diva Spot, so make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661, and press the 1 button to be heard. And you can jump on the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Go ahead and scroll to the bottom of the page and get into that comment section. I want you to jump into my comment section, ask her questions, get information. It's going to be great. Big shout out to our sponsors, Nurse Glammon. We appreciate our Nurse Glammon. We appreciate our sponsor. Make sure you check out Nurse Glammon at divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's divaspotent@blogspot.com. Dress like a pro and feel like a diva, okay? I'm here for all of that. Make sure you follow me on social media networks, on Twitter, which is X now, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok at Diva Ebony B. I want to give you all a little background about CJ. She is an incredible woman. She's an incredible mother. She's an incredible wife. She's an incredible business owner. She's an incredible networker. I mean, I can go on, but CJ Hicks, aka Courtney Hicks, is a proud owner of Mindset Collection. Mindset Collection is a luxury watch line that specifically caters to the ambitious woman. Now, as a black woman herself, Courtney understands the importance of representation and aims to provide her customers with timeless pieces that not only serve as the stylish accessory, but also embodies empowerment and excellence. Now, the watches created by Mindset Collections are not just about keeping track of time. They are designed to be a constant reminder for women to stay dedicated to their goals and aspirations. These exquisite, timeless pieces nurture the wavering minds, encouraging them to prioritize self-care, personal growth, and mental well-being. Furthermore, Mindset Collection watches serve as a symbol of strength and determination, fueling a wavering drive and motivation to conquer their professional and personal pursuits. Now, Courtney's vision for the Mindset Collection is rooted in empowering women, and her expertise and her exquisite watch line truly amplifies this mission. I want you guys to give a big round of applause for Ms. Courtney Hicks, a.k.a. CJ Hicks, live in the studio. CJ, welcome to Diva Spot, honey. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Wow, such a warm welcome.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's how we do it here at Diva Spot. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. You out this morning getting your kids off to school, you going to school, you empowering yourself, you off the work, girl, we got you. And of course, we had to have CJ in the building to give you even more encouragement. And she is a testament of what you can do as a mother, a professional, and a wife. So CJ, I'm so glad to have you here, girl.
Thank you.
Now let's dive all into this mindset.
Let's do it.
My first question is, why did you decide to become a business owner? Like, what triggered this?
What triggered me to become a business owner was my kids.
Mm.
Literally, my kids. I actually, before becoming a business owner, I worked in the special needs field for over 10 years. And it wasn't until I had my first child that I decided I really wanted something different. I felt like I had put in my time in my career, and the next step in that career was to, I had hit the furthest I could actually go. The next step was to go back to school and further my education or do something different. And when I had my first child, I don't know, something in me just felt like I had, I don't know, that ambition hit a little different when I have kids. it hit a little different. And I decided I wanted more freedom. That was the ultimate reason. I wanted more freedom to be with my kids because I knew I was getting ready to raise and grow my family, and I wanted to become a present mom. I really wanted to be a present mom.
Yes, I'm here for that, and I can definitely understand and agree, because I've always said that motherhood has been one of the best jobs I've ever had and opportunities I've ever had, but to actually partner with my children is like the icing on the cake. And I get that. I don't want to be away from them for extensive hours, 10 to 12 hours a day. I want to be able to see them grow and be with them. So I really respect the honesty for that. And that first kid do hit different. The ambition hit different when you do have that first child. You like, I gotta get on top of a couple of things. So, okay, let's talk about...
Absolutely.
I don't know. It's just something that happens to us that we turn up the jet times 10. And it's like, this person depends on me, and I got to give you 10 times better than what I have. But God is so good. He just working things out for us. Let's talk about Mindset Collection. This is a luxury watch line, and it's nice. Oh, my God. It's really nice. Let's go through the journey. Tell me how you got started with this, because I'm so excited to hear about this journey.
Absolutely. So how I got started with even coming up with a watch brand in general was going back to me wanting more freedom and more time to spend with my kids. And I really wanted to find something that I wanted to be at home with them. And honestly, I started researching all kind of stay-at-home jobs and just stuff that I could do to stay home, and none of it really felt right. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I could do this, I could do that. But it wasn't something I truly felt passionate about. And I knew that whatever it was I wanted to do, I wanted it to not only inspire myself to create this new life that I wanted, but to also encourage and inspire the next woman to do the same. So I realized one day I was sitting there just wasting time. I wasn't even doing anything. I don't know what I was doing. And I looked down at my watch that I had on at the time, and I said, oh my gosh, I really could be looking up different things, researching different things. Like, I'm just wasting my time. What am I doing? And it was then that moment that I started sitting back and really kind of just reflecting on my life, what I wanted it to be, what I wanted to do. And I started thinking, I said, you know, I think I could run my own business. Like, I don't know, I don't have no business experience. Like I said, I was in that field for over 10 years. But I said, well, I feel like I've seen other women, other mothers run like businesses and raise kids. Like, I think I could do this. I don't know what I want to do, but I think I could do this. And I started just researching just a lot of just different business ideas and just a bunch of just research when it came to business. And I remember one day I said, you know, I didn't really, you know, as a woman, after you have kids, you know, you're going through postpartum, you're going through body changes, all of that stuff. So I wasn't really feeling myself either at the time. And I said, what makes me feel good? I want something that makes me look and feel good. And, you know, as women, when we look and feel good, we be after it. We feel good about ourselves, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, for any woman, it could be something different, whether that's makeup, shoes, lipstick, jewelry. So for me, I realized, you know, whenever I put on jewelry, cute, dainty little pieces of jewelry, I feel good. And I had on a watch one day. I absolutely loved watches. I had on a watch one day, and I said, you know what? I'm going to, I've been really talking negative lately. I'm going to change my mindset. I'm going to really focus on creating a business. Like, I could do this, right? So I said, what if I put the word mindset on the face of a watch just to keep me focused and inspired to create a business so I can stay home with my kids? And I said, that would be super dope if I created my own watch, like, just so I can stay focused so I can create my own business. And I said, wait a minute, this might be the business. And said, this might be the piece that I need to share with other women so they, too, can stay in the right mindset and create whatever life it is they want for themselves as well. And it will serve as a constant and a daily reminder to keep them focused and grounded and to keep that vision right in front of them, but to also confidently go after their dreams with a cute piece on their wrist. I said, let me do some research and see. And I realized there are not many, and I couldn't find any, black woman-owned luxury watch brands. There are watch brands, and they're luxury watch brands, but there are not many owned by a black woman. And I said, I want to change that. I'm going to change that. I said, and this is the piece I'm going to share. This is the product I'm supposed to be sharing with women. And I said, that's how I'm going to start. And I started, Ebony, with one watch on my line, to just share the journey and to share with people, like, hey, everybody starts somewhere, but if you're in that mindset and you're determined, you really can change your life by changing your mindset. And I wanted to be transparent as possible and as open with people that, hey, I'm going to start a luxury watch brand. It's going to be owned by a black woman, but you're going to be seeing it start from the ground up. And so I said, instead of me starting with X amount of watches, I'm going to start with one watch because this is all I can afford right now. I'm going to start one watch and build from there and grow from there. And from that, I've been able to not only just grow the brand, but grow my network and my community of women who are inspired by not only the piece, but inspired by the journey and inspired to truly go after what they want to go after as well. So that's how I started.
I love that. I really feel like this was you all from the beginning. It just comes so effortlessly. I feel like, and I'm grateful for your contributions to the educational system, and especially the children with special needs. I do have a child that does have special needs. And I'm grateful for all your contributions, but I just felt like this was you from the beginning. It's very effortlessly, it's very classy. You know, you're very open and transparent. And my next question is, what are some of the challenges that you overcame along your journey? Because a lot of people, when they start a business, and a lot of people who don't understand or overstand business, they'll be like, oh, this is too hard. Oh, I'm not going to do it. Or, you know, a lot of people just talk about the rough times. And I think anytime there's a challenge, it's an opportunity for you to grow from it and get more knowledge. So what are some of the challenges that you overcame along the way of opening and starting your business and starting your luxury watch line and your bracelets as well?
Thank you. So I would say for sure one of the challenges that I overcame and you know, challenges continuously come up with starting a business, but I would say having a very low budget in the beginning to start with, to start with, was one of the challenges, because, you know, with running a business, you want to have a team, and you want to have more products on your line eventually, and you want to have all the your systems and processes in order and everything like that, but you might not be able to do all that in the beginning. You might not have the budget to hire somebody else or to get, you know, a website done or to get branding done or whatever the case is. And so for me, I just took it one step at a time. And I took it one step at a time. And with that, I would take it one step at a time. And with that, I really just decided, what is the priority right now? Is the priority for me to make everything look all nice and pretty right now? Or is the priority for me to learn and grow? And I literally soaked up all the free resources at first that I could, because that was what was in my budget. There's so much free stuff out there, and I had no problem soaking up all the free information. And with that, I slowly started creating a budget to handle what I felt I needed to prioritize first. And so with that, the big challenges slowly got smaller, and they slowly became smaller and smaller. I really just focused on taking it one day at a time and embracing the challenge versus making the challenge make me feel stuck and stagnant. And so for a long time, I only had one watch on my line for literally the first 7-8 months when running the business. And I was calling myself a luxury watch brand still, because that's what it was getting ready to be. That's how I was building
it. Right.
But it wasn't at first. But I was, you know, just working on getting everything in order. And I just took things day by day and step by step, and really just kind of built from the ground up. There's still challenges, but I just take each step day by day, and I take each goal that I have for myself, whatever challenge that I have, I break it up into a goal. And I break it up into very, very, very small goals. If it's a challenge, I'm going to have like 10 goals from that one challenge. But eventually, if I hit each of my goals, that challenge is done. I squashed it. And so that's how I have overcome a lot of my challenges. I just break them into goals, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Break the big meals down to the little meals. You can't eat it all, ladies.
Yes.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. I got special guest live in the building, CJ Hicks, owner of Mindset Collection Luxury Watch Line. Make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661. That's 515-602-9661, and press the 1 button to be heard. We'll get more into CJ after this music break. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's get into this hot track by Cecily Jones called Sexy and Fly. And when you listen to this song, I want you to make sure you have one of them Mindset Collection luxury watches on. Let's go.
Let's intertwine, boy.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
We back in this thing. It's your girl Diva AB. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you check us out and tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have the honor and the privilege of being in the building, on the spot, on the grind with CJ Hicks. She is the owner of Luxury Watch Line Mindset Collections. Make sure you check her out at www.mindsetcollections.com. Again, that's www.mindsetcollections.com, and check out all the luxury pieces that she has over there. CJ, you're doing a thing, honey. You're doing a thing.
Thank you.
Oh, anytime. I wanted to get into the Dallas Boss Babe Networking Group. That's actually where I got introduced to you when I moved over here to Texas maybe about a year and a half ago. I was in a funk, CJ, transparency moment. I was literally in a funk. And I was where you were at a time, and I was like, listen, I need to start networking. I got these businesses. I got this brand. And I have to start over because I moved to a whole nother state, which I asked God to bring to expand my territory, by the way. But, you know, I really didn't know where to start. But I knew networking was definitely a major part of me getting the word out. So how did you start the Dallas Boss Babes Networking Group?
Wow. Well, I actually started it, like how I started it. I remember I had some friends, and I asked one of my friends, I said, hey, you want to go to this networking event with me tonight? I kind of want to get out and start networking and stuff. And she's like, oh, no, I don't do those. I'm like, oh, all right.
Oh.
Well, it was then. I was like, you know what? I'm not even mad because I can't expect you to be, you know, want to be a networker like me when this is not your thing. That's totally fine. Like, I realized I had to have separate categories and put friends in different categories and places. Like, okay, I got my brunch friends, I got my walking group friends, I got this friends, I got my shop. I said, but I don't have no networking friends. Like, nobody who wants to go to networking events. Like, okay. So a lot of the times I just attend the events by myself. And so, I remember I posted in another group one day. I said, hey, is anybody who's interested in networking events or who is in their networking era or season? And the post blew up. And I was like, oh, dang, okay, so this. And so I said, you know what? That comment blew up so much that I ended up starting a group chat one day, and then the group chat blew up so much, and I was like, I'm tired of all these notifications on Messenger. Like, what is going on? Like, I'm just going to start a Facebook group, and I really want to start the Facebook group to also make sure the group can be used as a resource for people to find networking events throughout the DFW. Because I sat back and saw that a lot of people had also been asking, like, oh, are there any networking events happening, or where do I find events? And I said, I want this page to be a page where people can come on and share their networking events and also scroll the page and find networking events to go to throughout the DFW, and hopefully find some ladies in here that want to attend a couple with me. And so I said, I'm just going to start the group and just post other people's networking events. And that's how I started it. And the group has rapidly grown like crazy within the last few months, really. And after I had my child 11 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's over 200K members. And, you know, the group I actually had abandoned twice during my postpartum this past year too, because I just couldn't even like keep up with it right now. Not right now. Then I couldn't keep up with it, and I just stopped posting. I realized that people were really counting on me. People are still in the group, like trying to find stuff to go to, and I was like, you know, let me get it back together. Let me get back on it. And I explained to people, hey guys, I'm sorry, I just had a child and I had not done much in the group at all. But since being back consistent with the group, just within these last few months, it has grown. It went from 350 women, a little over 350 women, to now over 2,000 women. The group is rapidly growing, and it's booming in there, y'all. Like, it's thriving, very much so. So that's how I started.
And the networking is networking. I mean, we got everything in there, and I'm saying we because I'm part of the group, so I'm like, yes. And, you know, and it's really inspiring because, like, when you're having your lag days and when you're having those days that you may not feel enough and when you're having those days that you just pumped up like, yes, girl, get up, sis, you about to do it, let's go. And shout out to your bracelet, too, the one that says, yes, the fuck I can. Actually, it says, yes, T.F. I can.
But yes,
this one right here, I really like that bracelet. But it's just when you can't help but to be inspired. We got everything from self-care workshops, networking, mommypreneur meetings, meeting at the park, candles, t-shirts, cakes. The list goes on and on. Hairstylists. It goes on and on and on. So it's somebody in there, and it's so refreshing when you're a person who likes to network. And you're a person who loves business and like-minded business, because it's not always, you don't always get that support or encouragement on the personal end, or you don't always get it from some of your family members or some of your friends because, you know, they're not business savvy or network savvy. And that would be my next question to you is, how did you stay motivated to continue your networking events outside of your own personal life?
My kids. Yeah. Honestly, I always go back to my why. Because if I was not running my business, I'd be having to look for some work at work somewhere else. And my business I've become so passionate about the business because a lot of the times too now it's not even just about the watch. It's the purpose and the message behind the watch. So inspiring the next woman too, and it has led into just empowerment and finding like-minded women who are also going through transitional phases in their lives. And so networking to me has been just so inspiring because I've been able to find women in all areas, whether I connect with them through motherhood, whether I connect with them through entrepreneurship, or whether I'm connecting with them just the simple, want to just chat. And, you know, some people don't have nobody to talk to sometimes, you know, like, I've been able to connect with a bunch of women in all areas of life. And, you know, even it gets hard to network and go to a lot of events because I have really, really little kids right now. And so, I have made sure that I have pivoted in that area too. Like if I'm not able to physically attend a networking event, I'll hit the Zoom all day and I'm networking every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Mm-hmm. And so whether I'm virtually networking, or whether I'm going in person and networking, I am connecting with somebody every single day. Because that has what has truly grown my business as well as networking.
What is one of the success stories that you can tell us from the Dallas Boss Babe networking group? Like, what is one powerful thing that happened that you've experienced from creating a group, networking in a group, or maybe someone that you've met?
Yeah, so I would say one of the success stories when it comes to just the group itself is I remember I attended an event from a lady that I had met through another group, and then she joined my group and posted her event. So I went to her event, and it was the day before I actually had my daughter. People didn't even know I was pregnant. It was crazy. And they're like, what are you doing on these networking streets? Like, what the heck? Where are you out here? And I met a woman there who was a photographer, and she had kids as well. So we actually connected on just a mothership. We connected on like a mompreneur kind of level. And our kids actually started playing together. Our sons have the same name.
Oh, wow.
And felt the same way. And we connected so much so that now she is one of my main, not even one of, my main photographer for my brand now.
And she's doing an excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you. And so, yeah, we became friends. And networking sometimes, guys, is not always about, you know, your next client. Sometimes you might become the client.
Yep.
And
it's very true.
You know, yeah, you just, you know, and that's part of your network. And so I actually became the client, but at the same time, it has enhanced my brand as well. And so, yeah, from the group, I found my main photographer for my brand. And we have built such a great relationship even outside of the brand. Like I said, we have kids, we have play dates as well and stuff. And so it's really cool to see when women are genuinely supporting one another and genuinely want to see each other win, because there really is enough room for us all. If we put aside our pride and whatever else we have and just realize that she is not your competition, that there is magic that can be made and magic that can happen when women come together and work with one another. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. And jump in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. We got our special guest, CJ Hicks, live in the building. Make sure you check her out at www.mindsetcollection.com. Again, that's www.mindsetcollection.com. And also check her out on Instagram, mindset.collection. Again, that's Instagram at mindset.collection. Now, CJ, what are three of your top tips to networking? Because some ladies are really shy. Some ladies, they never really done this before. Some ladies ain't did it in a while and they want to come back, or some just want to have a different approach. I love the fact that there's a give and take. Like, you let everyone know, like, it's a give and take when you go out and network. Don't we always thinking that this going to be the next client? You could be the next client. But what are three of your top tips to networking at these events or going to them?
Yeah, I would say my three top tips are, one, make sure that you at least leave the event with 2 to 3 genuine connections. When you're networking, you want to make sure that you are not just talking to one person the whole time, because you're there to network. So you're learning how to make sure that you get that connection, and then, all right, girl, we done connected. I got your number. Like, we gonna finish this off. But I would say, one, make sure to get 2 to 3 contacts that you genuinely connected with. The second, say, is be genuine and authentic when you're networking. Be yourself. Be yourself, because you don't want to be somebody else when you're networking and then forget who you were when you were networking. And so be yourself. People remember that. First impressions are everything. And the third one I would say is always give before you get. So give something. Refer somebody to somewhere or give them a contact or give them something. A lot of the times when you give somebody else something first, they remember that. And they, man, she was pretty. She just gave me this contact and didn't, you know, I didn't have to hassle it out of her or, you know, it was really nice of her to share that with me. People remember that. People will remember what you shared or what you gave to them without, you know, being forceful about anything. And so those would be my three tips that I would say for networking.
Tricks on me, tell me have you seen that? So fool the way she talk, queen with such demeanor. She just so beautiful, I can't take my eyes off of her. Should I make a move, try to keep my cool? But in my mind I promise I'm a perfect dude. We can make a movie, call it Juneteenth is my rocket. Love it, I won't stop it. Let's groove tonight. Girl, you so beautiful. Force the lights. The melody moves closing all your lies. So let's take a trip and just enjoy the night. Oh baby, love where you're moving. Oh baby, don't stop, ooh. Oh baby, love.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.
It's your girl, Diva WB. We back at it. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got CJ Hicks live in the building with us talking about this luxury watch line. Make sure you check her out on Instagram at mindset.collection. That's mindset.collection. Those were definitely some hot tips that you gave us, CJ, for networking, and we definitely need that. I think when you go to an event, you need to leave with at least 3 to 5 contacts, but I like what you said about getting genuine connections, not just taking a whole lot of business cards and not really having a real connection with them. And like you said, first impressions make a big difference. So I definitely love that.
Yeah, it is important. It is important because I think when I first started networking, I didn't really know how, but I would leave with not that many contacts because I'd be talking to that one person the whole time, like, oh, girl, we done had a good conversation, like, you know, and next thing you know, the 2 hours went by. And so I think you really also have to just be strategic, too, when you're networking and making sure you are, you know, utilizing your time while you're there, but not only just building the relationship, but you have to maintain your relationship. That's what it's about. That's how you build your network. The building comes first, but if you're building and you're not maintaining, then you just, that's a lost cause. So building and maintaining a relationship is how you build your network.
The follow-up game is so important in networking and in business and overall. It is so important to follow up with the people you connected with and people who you look forward to doing business with in the future. Who are some of your top people who influenced you in business that you've been on this journey as a business owner now?
I followed a few people when I first started my business journey, and it really were people who were just kind of sharing knowledge, and it was a lot of just different like pages where they would share knowledge, share business resources, and different things like that, and. And then I didn't really stay too long on people's pages because I didn't want to get so sucked in to what they were doing that I forget what I was wanting to do. And so I don't have like names to be honest because I followed a lot of people at first and just kind of got what I needed, got my resources, got inspired by them. And then was like, all right, now let me put all this information and start taking action. But I followed a couple of realtors. I can't even think of their names right now off the top of my head. But I followed a couple of realtors, and I followed a couple of social media like manager pages. I follow some TikTokers. I don't have names because, like I said, I've never been big on just keying in so much on somebody's life that I forget what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I can't even think of their names right now. I just kind of have their Instagrams in my head. But so I can't even give you the names right now. Sorry about that.
I always say be inspired. Don't be obsessed. That's the thing. I always say be a scientist, don't be obsessed, because when I opened up my beauty bar back in Washington in Parkland, I remember one of my friends saying, oh, girl, you can get your shop like this, and did you see such and such shop? I said, no, I'm not even on social media. I ain't looking at nobody what they're doing. There's no shade to them, but I want this vision to when we was renovating the shop, I seen the vision. I knew what I wanted. And I know what I wanted it to be. I didn't want it to be like anybody else's. I wanted to be inspired, but I didn't want to be obsessed. And I think that's a really good thing to do, you know, be inspired by somebody, but don't get so caught up in their life and their journey that you forget about what you're doing, because scrolling is addictive. My goodness,
yes.
You would be caught up with hours just scrolling. You're like, oh, my God, I done spent 2 hours on scrolling? Like, oh, no, it's just too much Tina. It's too much Tina, and we all go through it. We all guilty of it, but.
Absolutely. It's an addiction.
It's an addiction, and I have to be very mindful of what goes into my ear gate and my eye gate. And, you know, we can go from being happy to sad to be inspired to outrage, and that can cause a distraction from the things that you need to be doing. My motto is God first, family second, and career third. I like to have those three things that it keeps me in balance. And that's my question to you. How do you, what is your daily routine? Like, how do you keep the balance with yourself, with your children, with your husband, with your business? What does this look like for CJ?
Right now, I would say my balance, actually for this past year, I had to start it all. I had to restart everything because I added another child.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been having babies every single year back to back, what it seems, the last few years. For me, I would say balancing has been something that I have continuously started over and just have been finding the balance. But for me, my balance comes first where my kids are my priority during the day because I am a stay-at-home mom, and that's what I wanted to do. And so making sure that I have activities planned for them, making sure that, you know, we go on our outings and schedule have not like a structure or a set routine that we do, because I wanted a life where we can just go out and do what we want to be able to do. But making sure that I have a schedule and a plan for us during the week for my kids. And then once the kids go to sleep, that's when work is that's when I get to working on my business, and then I dedicate a lot of the weekend time and during the week, like in the evening, to my family. So on the weekend, I spend a lot of time with my family. And then during the week, we do a lot of just different family outings and different things like that. My husband is pretty busy, so we make sure that we schedule our time, family outings, date nights. Honestly, they have to be all scheduled and planned into the week because both of our schedules are complete opposite. But if we do not find time and make time, really not even find time, make time, if we are not making time for one another, it gets very hard to do so. And so I would say my balance is making sure I make time to schedule in all the things that need to be done for family. That's life. Family time, friend time, husband time. That is
all
how
the
I
time.
Find my balance. Yeah.
Me time.
All of that.
Foodie time, wine time.
Exactly.
Listen, what we want to mention, we love some variety. So please give me variety. And I think it's really awesome how you take your networking and you really utilize it as my mom group. Here's my family time. Here's my networking time. And, you know, it's important, like, to have that. And you have fun. That's another thing. Like, you're literally using your networking skills to go out and live the life of luxury that you want. And it's not to say that you don't deserve it. And I definitely understand you feel like you're having babies every other year. You're a beautiful woman. So if I was your husband, I wouldn't keep my hands off you either. So it makes sense of why, you know, you may be having these children, because he's like, she's a baddie, but she's beautiful and she's smart and she's a dedicated mother. And, you know, husbands love that. I know that my husband loves that about me. You know, CJ, thank you so much for coming on Diva Spot and just giving us some jewels and introducing us and exposing my audience to the Mindset Collection. What's one of your favorite pieces? Now, I looked at all the watches. So we got blush, we got rose gold, there's a black one, and there's a gold one. Do you have a favorite, or is it one that you prefer to wear the majority of the time?
I honestly love the original rose gold with the black face, because that was what started my entire brand. Was that was the original watch, and so that one will always have a piece of my heart, and I don't think I'm ever gonna get rid of that one. that one, and it's just so versatile. It goes literally with every single outfit, whether I want to dress it up or down. I think that one is the most versatile watch as well.
Oh, I love it. CJ, tell the audience and tell everybody who's listening, how can they get in contact with you? How can they network with you? Where do they go to purchase your beautiful pieces? And you got an event coming up this month, so tell us about that as well.
Absolutely. So you can find Mindset Collection at www.mindsetcollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram at mindset.collection, or Facebook. We're at Mindset Collection Watches. And even if you just type us in on Google, something will come up, Mindset Collection. Just type Mindset Collection and we will pop up one of our social medias. We are also on TikTok at Mindset Collection as well. And we are on LinkedIn under Courtney Hicks. And what else? We don't have a Twitter. But we do have, if you are interested in joining our networking group on Facebook, you can find us at Dallas Boss Babes Networking Events Group. It's a long name, but it's that's the point of the group too. Dallas Boss Babes Networking Events Group. And our next event that we have, it's actually sold out, but it is a coffee mixer. Arise and Network. So if you are an early bird and you want to get some networking in the morning and then go on about your day, it is a coffee mixer that we will be having November 14th. And so
we plan on
having some more events too, and we'll share those. Hopefully, if you guys stay connected with us on our social media handles, you'll be able to see one of the next events that we do have happening.
Well, you guys better make sure you join that group so you can stay on top of what you need to stay on top of and be inspired. That's the Dallas Boss Babe Networking Group. Again, that's the Dallas Boss Babe Networking Group. The gold watch, the rose gold watch, and the black watch, you can pre-order it right now. The holidays is coming. Get your watches now because CJ don't want to hear it. I don't want y'all to be hearing, CJ, oh, I'm going to get my watch. Get it now. Get it now. You ain't got to wait until Black Friday and do it. Pre-order them now so you can have your stuff together. Put it on your wish list. Tell hubby that this is what you want. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Call into the station, 515-602-9661, and press the 1 button to be heard. CJ, do you have any shout-outs? I know you got a lot to do today, so I definitely want to respect the time and the time that you've given to us at Diva Spot. So you got any shout-outs or any love that you want to give before we get out of here?
Yeah, I want to shout you out, Ebony. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate you bringing me on. I have enjoyed myself here. I have enjoyed you as well. You are amazing. If you haven't heard today, you are amazing. You are doing a great job as well. And so I do appreciate you having me on your show. This was so beautiful. And I want to shout out everybody who are listening and tuning in today. I welcome you all to the Mindset Collection family or the Dallas Boss Babes networking family. So for anybody out there, if you are listening and you are joining today, I welcome you with open arms. And for all of my family that are already part of the fam, I hope that you guys are having a beautiful day. And I love you guys, and thank you so much for your support and your continued support always and forever. So thank you guys.
CJ, you're welcome back to Diva Spot anytime, honey. We'll make sure we have something nice and cold for you when you get here. We definitely love you on Diva Spot. You are Diva Spot approved, honey. Yeah. We're going to get into another hot track. I hope you ain't in that traffic jam in that Dallas traffic. But it's your girl, Diva Ebony B. But if you are in that traffic jam, don't worry. I got Miss Chief Keef live in the building. I got a hot song for her called Jupiter, and it's featuring Nye Black. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, on the spot and on the grind.
I don't know. You got me feeling like Jupiter. I mean, so high. Yeah. Got me feeling up on you.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.